That is the unbelievably distinctive voice of Bonnie Kolak. In April 2016, a distinctive and wildly amusing new voice came to Twitter. It is the voice, in the words of Chicago Party Ant. In the short time, Chicago Party Ant has accumulated 16,000 followers based on her, let's say, roughly 3,114 tweets and counting. It is, I got to believe that Chicago Party Ant, who was written about a week ago by my colleague Kim Jansen, who did keep the identity of this genius secret, I have been able to arrange for Chicago Party Ant to be on the phone. Or I don't know if it's Chicago Party Ant or one of her representatives. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's you. It's really you. I've never heard your voice before. It is.
Well. If it isn't the obituary king of Chicago.
You know, it is possible that we know each other, is it not?
It's been a long time, Mr. Kelgen.
Yes, because you invited me. I didn't even know about your genius on Twitter until you asked me to meet you at the Old Town Ale House, which is a very interesting place for us to meet because you do wonderfully run in High Chicago, meaning Gibson's, and Low Chicago, meaning the Ale House. Is there any bar in Chicago you've never visited?
Any bar in Chicago that I haven't visited?
Haven't visited, yes.
Have not visited. No, I've hit them all, Rick. What kind of question is that?
Well, you could. How old are you?
Now, how old am I? Young man, what do you want to know how much I weigh next?
Now you're really calling me young man? You're calling me young man? Then you have to be incredibly old. You're kind of Methuselah-like, aren't you? You seem.
I was just outside shoveling my damn car out and getting dibs ready for the week.
Okay? What do you put? Right, what are your dibs? What are your dibs? What do you use for dibs?
Right now I got a vacuum cleaner and a mannequin in a Chicago Wolves starter jacket. Okay, Cal?
You know, I know that you smoke. I mean, that I have gotten from your 3,114 tweets and counting. I know that you drink. Your voice is rough. Does it hurt?
I'm a Virginia Slims gal, Rick.
Okay. Yeah.
And if I'm going hard, I'm going Malort.
Well, of course.
If it's a wine night, I'm a Pinot gal. And then Bud Light Lime is my go-to beer. Okay? It used to be Old Style, and I'm switching it up to Bud Light Lime lately.
Let me ask you, Chicago Party Ant, why did you join Twitter?
Because, Rick, people want to know what I'm up to, okay? They want to know where I'm going.
And just in your circle, you wanted to expand your circle, did you not?
Exactly, Rick. I need fellow partiers to come out and meet me and get it going, especially during the week, okay? People aren't partying during the week as much as we used to. Now,
that is
Rick,
true. We must have. I don't know quite who you are, but I have got to imagine you and I seem to have lived some kind of parallel lives. One of your tweets was, and I've been asking this question for the last 15 years, ever since I went on the road with them. One of your questions on Twitter was, hey, at NFL, when are you going to let Sticks do the halftime show? That is so close to my heart. That's a dream
You're damn
for
right.
me.
Enough with the Gaga. Enough with the Timberlake, okay?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The other thing,
how about we get some freaking classic rock in there? You know what I'm saying? You're talking to a former Loop rock girl, okay, Rick?
Yes. You also, you were not loath, you were not at all loath, Chicago Party Ant, to share the activities of your family members on your Twitter account. I love this one, but I'm going to debate this one with you. You write, my daughters Candace and Krista hold the record for most fights started and won by sisters at Cork and Kerry. I know a lot of sisters who would beg to differ. Are you sure they hold the record?
Well, there's a plaque. behind that bar that says they did.
There is a plaque behind the bar at Cork and Kerry that does that. You have an amazing ability, Chicago Party Ant, to go from what we would consider sort of ritzy Chicago, meaning Gibson's, to kind of real neighborhood Chicago area. You just gave a rave about Berwyn, for instance, which is one of my favorite suburbs. Do you have a job beyond Twitter? Do you work for a living?
Rick, I do cut and color at Fantastic Sam's, okay? So, of course, I have a job.
And this affords you the ability to... Have you ever paid for a drink in the last 10 years? Have you paid for a drink ever in the last 10
Never,
years?
Rick.
Never.
Listen, I'm an Old Town Ale House girl. I'm a mother's gal. I hang out at the Lodge. You can find me at Streeter's, okay? I'm over at the Red-Headed Piano Bar. I'm over at the Green Door Tavern. You can find me drinking at Kingston Mines. And no, I haven't paid for a drink in the last 15 years.
15? Oh, that beats me by 5 years. Chicago Party Ant, I have got to meet you face-to-face. What does 16,000 Twitter followers mean to you? You have such a distinctive Chicago voice and are wildly amusing. I'm going to read some of my favorite Chicago Party Ant tweets. For instance, just knocked over a kid in a wheelchair to get the last space heater at Home Depot. Were we ever married?
Listen, the kid was in my way. Okay,
yeah.
It's Snowmageddon. 2018, we're hitting wind chills of negative 10 right now, okay? So
yeah, I know.
So get the hell out of my way, kid, okay?
Yeah. But my last question.
Dems and those.
But now, these, Rick, is this true also? Chicago Party Ant, you said in a tweet that you just punched an old lady in the face for the last gallon of milk at White Hen. It's Snowmageddon, and it's every man, woman, and child for themselves. How hurt was that old lady? Or do you care?
I don't care how
much. Yeah, of course.
I needed a gallon of 2%, okay, Rick?
Yes.
We're stocking up like it's Y2K over here, all right?
Now, how did you let that Tribune reporter interview you? I found that amazing.
Well, that was the story of that guy's life, I'll tell you what.
That's like that was Watergate for him. He's now the Woodward. He's Woodward and Bernstein of Chicago Party Ant. When can I?
No. Huh. Yeah, and I'm deep throat. Okay, pal.
Oh, I've got that. I know that. Chicago Party Ant, what can I do to entice you to come and sit in this studio? Will I have to do a live broadcast from the Billy Goat? Would that do it?
Oh my God!
Would that do it?
It would be. A pleasure. The last time I was in Tribune Tower, I think I actually was up on the roof and I smoked a joint up there with, let's see, Ronnie Woo Woo was there, Billy Deck was there, Steve Dahl was up there with us,
mm-hmm.
and Billy Corgan, and we had one of the best nights of our lives up there on the roof of the Tribune Tower.
I'm sure they had a good time. Did you too have a good time with that crowd?
Oh, I had a good time, baby.
Okay, baby.
But they definitely had a better time.
I can only imagine.
Now, Steve Dahl says this demolition night was his idea. He stole that from me, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I knew. You were starting the fires out there, weren't you?
That's right. And they call me the Hammond Horseshoe Queen, Horseshoe Casino Queen.
Yes, of course.
Earned that nickname, okay, pal?
Now, one of the things, before I let you go, Chicago Party Ant, and we should do this on a regular basis, you have a wide, wide range of drinking buddies. Here is one I never expected to hear. You write on Twitter, nobody, and I mean nobody, parties harder than Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. I tried going shot for shot with this babe at Dick's Last Resort last year. 6 hours in, I'm puking off the patio into the river while Preckwinkle's holding my hair back and slamming a Jaeger bomb. That is, does she still see you? Do you still go out drinking with Tony?
Nobody parties harder than Preckwinkle, okay?
Okay.
Put that on her tombstone. You write her obituary. Put it on her tombstone. Nobody parties harder than Preckwinkle.
Chicago.
Now, Rick,
yes.
you keep going on and on about how we've never met and how convenient.
I'm wondering,
that
no,
you're not mentioning the yes. time that you proposed to me at the Old Town Ale House.
Oh, you're one of a big crowd who could claim that. You are one of a very big crowd.
Let me paint a picture for your listeners, okay?
Thank
it's you,
you,
me, Mike Royko, Studs Terkel, Roger Ebert, and Bruce Elliott, and we're all sitting belly up at the bar, okay?
Okay.
And you, of course, don't remember. You were three sheets to the wind on Old Style Light and Malort.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And right before
yeah, two of my favorite drinks that I've never had in my life. But I can carry on. Yeah, and I proposed to you.
Closed,
okay.
Bar closed. Everybody knows 4 a.m. during the week, 5 a.m. on
yeah,
the weekend.
You bet.
You get down on one knee right next to the jazz jukebox,
mm-hmm.
okay? And
okay.
You pop a question. Okay, so you're over here telling your listeners we've never met before. I remember I looked over at the bar, Roger Ebert's giving two thumbs up, okay? The next day I see you at a 16-inch softball game up by Montrose, and you had no recollection.
I am so ashamed of myself, Chicago Party Ant. You should see
as
me. You should see me. I am ashamed of myself.
Well,
and you're also saying that same evening that Mike Royko did not propose to you also, because we used to be a team. We used to be a team like that.
He was too busy telling mushballs stories. Now I understand, Rick, that you are named after a restaurant, a former Chicago restaurant called Ricardo's. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're right on there. Were you ever there?
I was never there, but I named my third son Ed DeBevick.
Well, what a charming name. What a charming name.
Right.
Ed DeBevick, and there's no last name, right? You can't say.
Correct.
You can't say.
No last name, but it ends in ski, S-K-I.
Of
now,
course.
We all know that Kim and Kanye recently named their kid Chicago.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's funny because they stole my idea. I named my sixth son, Elk Grove Village.
I think I read that on Twitter because I am among your 16,000 and counting followers. Chicago Party Ant, when are you coming into the studio?
Whenever you'll have me, baby.
Okay, baby. I'm sorry I never took you up on the proposal, but I am getting an incredible amount of enjoyment living vicariously through you. You have as distinctive and wildly amusing a Chicago voice as exists on Twitter or in print or anywhere else. Carry on, I will tell you.
Rick,
carry on.
You, my friend, are a Chicago legend. Happy 200th episode. And go,
yeah,
go Bears, go Cubs,
and go Sticks. We need Dennis DeYoung at the next Super Bowl, don't we?
We sure do, and I'm going to write a letter.
Write a letter to the NFL. Chicago Party Ant, a distinct and unforgettable pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't eat my bagel sandwich at the Chicago Bagel Authority.
That's right. You got sandwiches. No, that's right. I forgot. I will. I will do that first thing in the morning. Take care, Chicago Party Ant. You are a burgeoning Chicago legend, man. Burgeoning
love
Chicago lady. Love you, too. Love you, too.
Congrats on 200, baby.
Thank you. I'm trying to make it to 201. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right back.